because one, we made it through every session. Two, we went way too long. Three, we're all exhausted, but we are all so excited about what God did in our lives. What I think that struck me the most about yesterday was the solidity of what God did in our lives. In leaders, in people that attended, he just solidified. He gave a foundational platform for us to be able to stand on, to even motivate us to do better for the Lord. So it was really, really exciting. So I'm just going to tell you, ladies, remember there's like almost 30 that need to talk, maybe, possibly, but so keep it down, Alicia. Come on. No, she's first. I wasn't meaning Alicia talks a lot. Uh-oh, that's scary.
Good morning. There is a lot of us who need to talk, and I just want to say that God is so faithful. He has promised restoration, and this weekend I got a taste of that. But during the first part of the session, I was reading, and God began to speak to my heart, and he had me, actually had Nancy had us turn to Ecclesiastes, and so I was reading kind of where she had directed us, and I read this. It's 11:5. As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. I kind of had the mindset like I already knew God and I knew how he works and I came expectant, but this was different. He was telling me, don't expect it to be the same way it's always been. You don't know my works. You don't, just as you don't know which way the wind goes, just as you don't know how a child grows inside of a woman who's pregnant, so you don't know my works. And it continued on saying, in the morning, sow your seed. Okay. And in the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. So God's telling me that I need to get in my word in the morning and in the night. And I can go into my past, and I can go into some of the things that God has brought me through and even through this weekend. And but I think that's supposed to be between me and God this time. And this is going to be weird, but I believe the Lord gave me a song, or I was reminded of a song when I was a teenager in this church, and so I'm supposed to sing it. I've never sang in church before. Well, I used to when I was in youth. I used to be on the worship team, but I can feel a change coming in my life by the Holy Spirit. Somebody say change.
Change.
Change. It's coming over me. Oh, yeah. And then I believe that the Lord wants me to change that up a little bit and say this. I can feel a change coming in my church by the Holy Spirit. Somebody say change. Change, it's coming over you. Oh yeah.
I think she just had an audition for the worship team. Okay, Tanya. I know. That's why. Come on.
Okay, so I'm up here, and I'm going to tell you what happened yesterday. Well, not really yesterday, because yesterday was, like, different than the other Transform that I went to. It was just a lot more spirit-filled than the last one. It was, like, really intense, and a lot of change happened, and I've been wanting change in my life for quite some time now. I've been trying and trying to make more time for God, and I know that if I make time for him early in the morning and set aside time with him, that things will change. And so I tried, and I tried to get up, and I set my alarm early, and it just didn't ever happen. I would always you know, sleep in. So I was just praying really hard yesterday. I just want more of you, God. I want more of you, and you need to show me, you need to help me, because I can't do this on my own. I have already tried. So doing it on my own, I could not do it. And then this morning, I wake up, and I'm kind of just laying there, and I'm up for a little bit, and then I look at my phone, and it's 7:07, and my alarm has been going off for 7 minutes. And so I'm looking at it, but it wasn't like ringing. It wasn't making any noise. So my alarm did not wake me up. And I believe that God silenced my alarm this morning to prove to me that he could wake me up on time and that I don't need to listen to my alarm and that he will stir it in me. And so I woke up this morning and I did my studies with God and prayed and I just had that time with him and it was just so amazing. And so I'm here to tell you guys that if you ask God, he will deliver. He is faithful. And so you can just ask and you will receive, because I am so excited for my future, because I'm going to have all this time with God in the morning and it's just going to be super exciting. Angela spoke on that and she said that this last week she's been doing it faithfully and her whole week was different. And that's just 1 week. Think about if you do it every day for the rest of your life, you are going to have an amazing life. So I'm just sharing that, hoping that somebody else will want to spend more time with God and realize his power and just what spending time with him does. Thank you.
Again? I already spoke. Okay. Yesterday, a lot of stuff happened. Where do I start? Forgiveness was a big session. It's hard for me to forgive because then I feel like I let the person off the hook and they don't know how bad it hurts, but actually it was hurting me really bad because I was getting depressed, you know, crying and just not turning to God when I needed to and getting mad at him instead of turning to him. And so I'm done. I'm done with that. Forgiven and moving on. And then the Holy Spirit was really good. Definitely going to be praying in tongues more. And I had a little vision after we had started the praying in tongues or Holy Spirit session. And so that was really cool. And okay, so we were worshiping. I had my hands up, and I just envisioned these little wings coming out of me, and they were carrying something. And I'm like, okay, what are they carrying, Lord? And he showed me that it was a letter. And I don't feel that I'm that great with words. And so I felt like it's the Holy Spirit, and he writes everything, you know, everything that I'm feeling, everything that I need, and he brings it up to the Lord for me. So it's pretty cool.
Casey?
So I'm going to hold it together, but I'm coming out of this place where for the last couple of years I've been complacent. And I've been satisfied with God, kind of being on the back burner, still there, but not really not there, you know, because I've let myself come first and my job and my relationships come first. And one of the things yesterday that God was really speaking to me was that, you know, every day you make a choice. And even if you think you're not making a choice, you're making a choice. And I was making the wrong choice to put myself first. And and that's not going to happen anymore. Praise God, because I'm going to be making the choice to live in the power that Jesus has for me and the authority that he has for me. And making the choice to seek him and to be filled every single day. So thank you, God.
Hi, I'm
I'm Lotta. I'm pretty new to the church. My husband Glenn and I started coming in January this year. So this is my first Transform, and I just want to thank all of you ladies for being so supportive and amazing, and for this church family that has accepted us wholeheartedly. It's really been amazing and life-changing. We haven't really been walking with God for much, for very long, until we really stepped back into church and committed ourselves to back to the Lord together. And so our marriage has changed. Our lives have changed. Our family has changed. It's really incredible. And I wanted to share something I didn't want to share, but I feel like I should share for part of my process of being set free, and to also to commit to my freedom and to help other people. But 5 years ago, it came during the forgiveness portion yesterday. It was really, really powerful. But I had, you know, I always think about forgiving other people. I need to forgive other people, let it go. And I needed forgiveness. I needed to ask forgiveness from God. 5 years ago, I had an abortion, and I was not walking with the Lord, but it's just so painful, and I never thought about it. I didn't ever think about it. I pushed it aside because it was too hard on my heart to ever bring it up. And so God brought it to me, and he said, I'm taking care of your baby. Your baby's here with me. And I just broke down. God forgive me. And I was set free from that. And it just is a testimony that God forgives us and is so good. And it doesn't matter as long as we repent and say, I'm sorry. And he accepts us and is so happy. And it's just incredible to feel joy after something like that because of the freedom that it brings. So, hallelujah. How you follow that?
Okay, that's a good thing. Thanks. Thank you.
I spoke on forgiveness. That was the talk that I was blessed with.
Thank you, Kit.
No, actually, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I just want to say that one of our brothers that had been at the Transform the week before put a challenge before me last week and said, you need to do this. You need to include it in your talk. And all week I kept thinking, how can I do that? How can I make that fit? It just doesn't work. Well, Friday morning, the Lord said, it will work because you're going to redo your talk. So I did. And I just want to tell you how powerful it was to have the Lord speak through that brother to me to make sure that I was obedient to the Lord and share something so important about not only forgiving others, forgiving God, but forgiving ourselves too. And so from that erupted a great deal of forgiveness in me. And I could see it in the women too. So Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for for your mercy and your healing and your grace. And Lord, I thank you for the brother that was bold enough to ask me, actually tell me, to do it. Thank you, God.
Okay, I really don't know what to say, which is a shock to all. But the one thing that keeps coming to me is that I spoke on the Holy Spirit, and I did this illustration. I couldn't remember what it was called before, of something we learned while we were away at the pastor's retreat. And the guy that spoke, his name was Juan Carlos, was talking about how his dad explained how the Holy Spirit works. And what he did is he had a pitcher of water and then a cup. And he kept pouring the pitcher of water, which was the Holy Spirit, into the cup. And filled the cup, but then kept pouring, and it was pouring all over. And how he explained it was that we can't give what we don't have. And I think many of us here, we've all been here for quite a while. And I think, I don't know if it's for one person or for many, but I feel like what I was saying was that for me, I had my cup full, and I was giving out. And I was giving out and giving out and giving out, but I wasn't refilling my cup either. And so then I got to the point where I was just giving, but it was from my own knowledge. It was from just from me. It wasn't from God. And like I told the ladies, I was living from that one moment that I was filled with the Holy Spirit, my first encounter, which was 6 years ago. And I have had, not to scare anyone, but I have been filled since then. But I feel like someone here is living off that one moment. And you can't live off that one moment. You have to constantly be refilling yourself, filling yourself up with the Holy Spirit, reading your word, praying. And so I don't know if it's, like I said, for one or for many of you, but don't think because you have been here for so many years that you cannot receive, that you've gotten all you got, and because the Lord still has so much more for you.
Yesterday, I received something from every single one of you leaders. Thank you. But the one that is kept in my heart, and I went home, and I'm like, I have all these highlights. I'm going to tell James. But it was the cup. And it was the some scene of Juan Carlos that I kept laughing. I'm like, I got to tell James. But I knew he wasn't going to get it, so I didn't even share that part. But the cup. I came, he was asleep on the couch, and he's like, well, that was long. I'm like, I know, but it was worth it. So I'm like, wake up, I got to tell you what I just found out, and something new, something old, something I need to use. I'm probably the one that has been holding on to the something that I think that's all I needed. But my cup was half empty. And so that demonstration, however it was said, I told James, we need to challenge ourselves with that. And on top of that, the forgiveness was something that I held in my heart for so long with many things that I went through. That was released. And I felt like I lost 10 pounds last night. And I'm like, this was a good thing. But, and all of it all is my walk with God will not change if I don't make changes in my life. So I have to challenge the things that I know is in my heart, that I know that James and I have to do together, good things, but my cup will never be half empty. It will always be full. So, but if I don't know, if I don't share my cup with others, and if a sister or brother in Christ doesn't tell me that I'm looking like I'm half empty, please, anybody who sees that my walk has not been the walk that I should be in, just let me know. I will thank you and love you for it. I love you, ladies. And I feel so at home here. But this transformed was not like the first. I'm excited for the next. It brings so much happiness. I wanted to call my daughter last night and say, I don't know when the next one is, but you have to be here. You have to receive something, and this could be what can change her life and make her cup full. And so, anyhow, I'm going to go on and on and on, so I'm going to hand over this mic to the next person. Good job.
We got her out of the corner.
I'm April, and I'm really nervous. My mom came to this with me, and we've had these walls that have been there for so long. And I've just pretended they're not there. And yesterday, he broke down those walls. There's so much more I could say, but that's really the one most important thing that happened yesterday.
What's so amazing is that April's mom wasn't even signed up to go, and I encouraged April on Wednesday to tell her that I said come, and she just showed up yesterday morning. She wasn't signed up to come, and that is so awesome that God had all of that just waiting for her. And her mother, I think, was almost touched more than any of us because she feels the same way April did. And God just tore down so many walls and brought such freedom to this family. And if God is tugging at you as a family, it's because, and the enemy is warring against you, it's because God has something so great for you. So don't despise that, but have victory in that and know that God has a great plan for your life. Gina?
Hi, everyone. I'm Gina, and hi. You guys, I've been to a lot of Transforms and Encounters. I've been to a bunch of them. But this one actually, you know, on Friday, you know, I had already made up my mind that I wasn't going to come because I was being so stubborn. I'm like, I'm not going. You know, I've been to a bunch of them. I don't need to go. And Moses was like, oh, what time is your thing tomorrow? And I'm like, what thing? And he's like, the Transform. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going, you know, all happy. And he's like, yes, you are. You're going. He's like, you're going. That's it. And so I'm like, okay, that's it. You know, I have to go. So I was being obedient. So that was the start of it. But I think when we did the spiritual freedom, when they came and prayed for me on, the spirit of fear, you know, having fear in my life, I just thank God because, you know, you just envision yourself on, the Holy Spirit touching you, and you just, he just touched me in a way that was really, you know, gentle, and, you know, his spirit just filled me completely, and I thank God for that because I know that the chains were broken from that, from that session. And then also, I just thank God because I had been feeling sick for a while. My stomach had been just not feeling well. And Barb told me to come and help pray for Nancy. And so I started praying, put my hands on Nancy's stomach. And all of a sudden, my hand got so hot. And I had never felt that before. And my stomach was like on fire. And the pain just went away when I stopped praying for her, and I had to share it with Nancy because I was like, I don't know what you had, Nancy, but, you know, whatever you had, it went through me, and my pain is completely gone, and I just thank God for that. And I just want to tell you women out there that, you know, have been to a ton of encounters and transforms, and, you know, just want to encourage you guys to keep going, because they just, you know, everything that happens there, it's all new, and God just, you know, edifies everything that we need. And, you know, if your way's not working, it hasn't been working, then you need to go to encounter or transformed, and you need to get filled again. And it's never, you know, you never should be satisfied where you're at, because there's always more. So just want to encourage you guys.
My name is Barbara. I guess what I received yesterday was I had been feeling an overwhelming, like an overwhelming burden on myself, just because of my children. I have just needing to be an example for them, and Michelle's presentation just said it all. You know, I can't pour out into my children and other people without filling myself up first, and just needing to walk in discipline and obedience has been a big thing for me, and just a revelation as to what I need to do in my life to keep myself stronger.
I do want to say one thing, is that Michelle wasn't even supposed to be there yesterday. Her grandmother is in Harborview, and she was going to go over with her family and see her grandma, and the Lord broke her car so she could be here. No, the Lord really wanted Michelle to be here, and like she said, we went to this conference together at the beginning of the weekend with Pastor Josh and Michelle and my husband and I, and so she hears from start to finish about the Holy Spirit, which happens just to be the session she's supposed to teach. So you can hear that God had such a plan, and he has a plan for you too. It's not just for us, it's for everybody. And so just know that God's got your number, and he knows how to break your car. And no, Jesus. Anyway, Kendra.
In case you didn't hear that, she said her grandma came home yesterday. So that was really cool. My name is Kendra.
Hi, Kendra.
Yeah. yesterday. You can go to a lot of these, and it's always different. And I know you've heard that, and you've probably experienced it. But I've only gone to this transformed as a leader a couple of times. And every time it's like, yes, I will do the background stuff. I will play the music. I will set things up. I will tear things down. I will get it done. But you asked me to pray for someone, and I'm not old enough to do that. I'm not good enough, because, I don't know, I work with the younger people. I can't pray for somebody older. I can't pour into somebody's life if they're older than me, if they're not in my age group. I can't do it. And but God showed me that I can. And he showed me that if I would just be obedient to him, and I would just pray for people like he asked me to, then he would be faithful to do his work through me. And so I was scared. And we would pray for people during the Chains Be Broken session, and I would maybe come up behind somebody and just kind of like, I attached my faith, you know, like, and I wouldn't do it. Like, I would just kind of stand back and be scared. But as the night went on, I just felt God saying so strong, you need to go pray for people. You need to go do it. And I'd be like, ah, but I can't. And so finally, I just was like, okay, God, I'll do what you want me to do. And from that moment on, it was like kind of like a snowball at the top of a hill. It starts off kind of small and then it rolls and it's all of a sudden it's like huge. Like I felt my faith get so strong as I was praying for people. And by the end of the night, I was like, who else can I pray for? I want to do this. I'm so excited. I can't wait to pray for you. And I've got a word for you. And I've got a word for you. And I'm so excited for you because, oh, you just wait till you see what God's going to do for you. But in doing that, I realized that I'm not too young and I can do all things through Christ, and that I cannot let myself judge me because I am young, because God is no respecter of persons. And if he can work through anybody else up here, he can work through me. And it does not matter anything else. And so I'm so excited to see what God has for me next. And I'm not going to reserve myself because I'm scared. I'm not going to reserve myself in anything because I know that if I am obedient, then he is going to fulfill his promises in my life. And I am so excited to see what he does next.
I just have to, are you there? Okay. I just have to add to that. I used to babysit her when she was like 2-3 years old. And let me tell you, she is a prayer warrior. This girl, God used her in a magical way, honestly, to touch my life and to speak into my heart.
Leaders are just stepping up. Something that Pastor Brenda said yesterday is she even noticed a difference from the last transform to this transform about the maturity of the teachers and stuff. Did you want to say something?
Well, basically, man, it was just like last time I got slammed. I mean, really slammed. this time it was just joy. You know, it was just absolute joy to be there. You just walk in the room and you just felt the Spirit of the Lord just, you know, all around you. It was just totally amazing. And the speakers this time, they were just so bold and full of authority and the Holy Spirit. It was just awesome. If you haven't, you know, and like I think it was Gina was saying, you know, that if you haven't been to one, men and women, in a while, you really need to go. You know, don't let the, because the enemy was talking to me all week, like, you know, you're working all, every single night, you're just going to be tired, you know. You know, see, you know, you've got so much to do, it's your Saturday, blah, 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 you know, because he's just a little jerk on your shoulder. And so it's like, so Danny's like, you're going, right? You're going. But I'll tell you what, it's worth the push. You got to push through all those crazy negative thoughts that the enemy places on you. That's even on Sunday morning, because the enemy will say, you don't need to go to church, it's your day off, you know. But you get here because Pastor Mike, Pastor Gaylene, and Josh, and Eric, you know, they all have words for us from the Lord, from the Holy Spirit. So get here for Pete's sake, you know. But, you know, but all I can, what I was really thinking today was we believed it, we received it, and now we got it, you know, and we're doing it. You know, we got freedom, and we're sticking with freedom. We're not going to let the enemy come back and lie to us. We're going to recognize that it's him when he comes back with these crazy negative thoughts, and we're going to say, back to you, buddy. You know, no, I'm beautiful. You're the ugly one, so take that. You know, so anyway, God is good. Believe what he says about you. Pastor Gay, man, she started off like with your thought life and this kind of thing. It was just absolutely amazing from beginning to end. It was absolutely incredible. So promise, raise your hand. Come on. Everyone in the room, raise your hand. I'm going to the next transformation or transformed, X24. Are you? You promise? Okay, I got two. We know where you are. Don't make us come out there.
I forgot to tell you she has photographic memory and she just took a picture, so she's going to come to your house if you're not there. Okay, Angela.
This week was so different for me. I began to start preparing for my session, and I did not want to teach on this session at all. my heart and my mind was set on the cross. I wanted to do the cross because I wanted a new revelation of the cross. And in order for me to get that new revelation on the cross, I had to be the student, not the teacher. And so when I started doing mine, I was like, just had an attitude of myself, not anybody else, not about God. It was just me. And so I got up super early every day this week to prepare because I, you know, in order to give out, we have to be prepared to do that. And God gives us what we need to be able to give out. And so Monday and Tuesday, I was, I don't know, I just didn't feel God like I felt that I needed to feel him. And then I just kept praying about it. And so I really didn't have much on my notes to go from. And I was like, all right, God, you're in control. But Wednesday, I got up and everything kind of was a little bit better. I felt God a little bit more. And I went to work on Wednesday and both of my supervisors happened to be gone. And I didn't have a whole lot of work. So I was like, all right, I have my Bible. I have everything with me. So I pulled it out. And it is a government job, so you can do whatever you want, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm reading and I just start looking at my notes and everything and oh my goodness, let me tell you, God gave me so much more than I could ever imagine. And I was so thankful and it just taught me that I have to put myself aside and let God do what he wants to do in my life. You've heard it before. How many times you go to and transforms, there's always something else that God has for you. It's always different. And I think the only reason why it's so different is because we get to a different point in our life. There's always different things that we're dealing with at that time. You know, some of us leaders, we go and we teach, but we're just as needy as everybody else. God loves us just as much as everybody else. We're not perfect. We are not at all. And I had to stress to the girls that just because I'm standing in front of them teaching doesn't mean that I'm perfect. God just chose me to teach. I think sometimes us leaders receive even more because we end up humbling ourselves so much to God and letting God do what he needs to do in order for us to give. And just because you are not a leader, you are a leader. You are a leader for God. He's called you, each one of you guys, for a reason. It might not be to be up here or to be teaching at the women's or the men's or the youth or the children, but it's to teach others that you influence. I had a few sessions that I had such a hard time with. I have somebody who's very close to me. That I don't feel close to at all. She's done things that have hurt me so bad. But I know that I have to be the bigger person and show her that love that I want to receive from her. And I've been dealing with this for a little while. A few weeks ago, I named her my Samaritan. And was challenged to do something nice for her. I did it. And it was great. I was able to reach out to her because something had happened at their house. A tree fell. Blocked their whole road, took out their electricity. And Tyson called them that morning, or my brother-in-law called her that morning and was talking to them. And he happened to be able to leave his work that day. The whole company went and helped their house just so they could have power. So I texted her and I just reached out to her. And it was a time where I could just show her compassion, like, that I care, and I do. She kind of reached back to me, and then, like, a day later, I text her again, and she completely ignored me. I'm like, okay, I guess that's it, you know? But through that session, it just, the whole time, I don't remember who was even talking. Was it Barb? On forgiveness. The whole time she was talking, I was crying the whole time. I was thinking of her the whole time. And so I went up to Michelle later and I had her pray with me. And I know this week is going to be hard for me because I have to go to her and I have to talk to her. And I've already been fed lies that, no, you don't need to go talk to her. But I know that that's not from God, because I need to get to a point where I can just love her and not feel ill feelings for her and love her no matter what she does or what she doesn't do. So anyway, that's going to be my challenge this week to do. And I know that God is going to go before me and it's going to be good. But there are things that, you know, that we have in our lives that we need to deal with, whether we deal with it at church or we deal with it with a transformed. But God has challenged me in so many different areas of my life to do better, to be better, to be a better wife, to be a better mom. I'm a great mom. But when you think you're great, there's still more to do. God always has more for you to do. So don't just stand there and think you're just fine. Because when you get to a place where you feel content, there's something wrong. And that's all I have to say.
I have to say, Nancy really kicked it. I had not thought about the fact that Jesus could have made different choices. He was a man, and he could have made different choices, but he didn't. We saw a different video yesterday. And a man had to give up the life of his son to save others. And we had small group right after that. And we discussed that quite a bit. And some of the moms said they just couldn't do that. They could have not saved a train full of people. They could not have given their child's life up. And I thought, I know I could do that, but then I realized I would not have done it for the right reason. My motivation would not have been out of love for those people. My motivation would have been purely selfish, because it would have been knowing that if I had not done the right thing, I could not have lived with my bad decision. And that's not all bad. But it's not the right motivation. And I didn't get overly rucked about that until this morning when I had time to think about it. We need to watch what motivates us. I mean, you remember they always had those little bands, what would Jesus do? Well, I think it's more about why would Jesus do it? Why did God do it? And it is good to do the right thing. But if you don't do it for the right reason, it's not nearly as good. So my personal challenge now is to do a little more motive checking and to call on God to make sure that when I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing it for the right reasons. And that's where he left me this morning, was very aware that we need to check our motives. And I know I don't live in a vacuum. I know I'm not the only one. So I wanted to share that. The right thing is not always only the right thing.
Thank you. But it wasn't me, it was God. The last two sessions, or last two transforms that I'd spoke for, I had known as soon as Gigi told me or made me choose what it was I was supposed to speak on, and we both confirmed that that's what God needed from me. I knew why, and I was not really willing. I mean, I did it because I had to, because I'm obedient in that sense, but it's because I had to deal with things. But this one was very different. I didn't know where God wanted me to go with this. He only gave me one scripture that wasn't even part of the notes that gave me to reference. And then I was pleading with him, like, God, I'm such a planner, and I usually know where I'm going with this, but I have no idea. And he's like, good, because I can guide you. And that's why you guys were able to receive, because it wasn't me. I have no idea what he said. But praise the Lord, because if it was for my own knowledge, we wouldn't be the same. Or, you know, we wouldn't be changed like we are. We would have been the same. And so I just very glad for God, because he's totally stepped me outside of my shell. I've received this boldness that I don't normally carry. I'm very timid and shy and behind the lines, but I was up praying for women and, like, had this righteous indignation like you guys saw on the microphone. Sorry. But I just, something is rising in me, and God's called me to step up into higher places, and gave word to Annette, a prophecy over my children, and it was just such an amazing experience. I ask that you guys be encouraged to go.
I'll be real quick, but my name's Annette. And this was my second transformed, and I, first of all, I do want to, again, encourage, if you have not ever gone, or if you've gone before but you don't think you need to now, or if you've literally want to avoid people when you think they might ask you if you're going to go, that means you're supposed to go. So if you have fear, if you have doubt, if you have the dread of being in a place all day, I just, my prayer is that you just tear that wall down and you push through it. Like Pastor Brenda said, it's worth the push, because God is, it's like walking into a room where God is there, and he's just keeps giving you more and more and more. And until you can't contain it, like Michelle said, he wants to pour out his spirit upon his church. And the forgiveness session, I think all humans deal with unforgiveness and offenses. And Kelly said it best when she said, you think when you're holding, if you forgive them, then you're letting them off the hook. But that is such a lie, because when you forgive them, you're letting yourself be free. And you're receiving freedom and forgiveness for your sins from Christ the Father. So I just, that was so powerful. I don't know. Just to be able to say, you know what, I'm not hurting them by not forgiving them. I'm hurting myself. I'm in bondage. And so I just feel that freedom today, and I feel that no more complaining, no more doubting, no more, just get involved with what God has for you, because he is waiting for us to rise up and just join him in the chorus. Amen.
We do want to, all of us ladies do want to say thank you to Pastor Mike, Stephen, Timothy, Glenn, and Jesse for the wonderful food that we had yesterday.
Praise the Lord. So next week, next Saturday, 9 a.m. is Children's Transformed and Impact's Transformed, right? You guys aren't that excited, you Children and Impact. Why don't you guys come up, Children and Impact? We're going to pray for you that you have an amazing week. Those of you men who were there last week, make sure you stretch out your hands And we're going to pray that our children and our impact students are touched 4, 5, 10 times more than we were. Amen. Just because they're younger than us, just because they're in their adolescence and their young years, doesn't mean God doesn't want to do something amazing in their life. So, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, we pray, God, that next weekend, Lord, that these children, Lord, that impact students, God, are touched so significantly, Lord, that they're not the same. God, we pray for full transformation in their lives, Lord. God, we pray that you would touch them, Lord, in such a way, God, that they would see your hand, see your power, see your glory, and most of all, see your love working in their life. Lord, we pray for all the teachers, Lord, all the people who will be giving them the words, Lord, from your truth, God. I pray, Lord, you anoint them, God. You guide them, Lord. Help them to communicate, Lord, on their years of being able to receive. And, Lord, we thank you for the results right now, Lord. We thank you, God, that you're going to do above and beyond, God, all we can ask or think in the lives of these children and impact next week. In Jesus' name, amen. And for those of you who have been here today and heard the testimonies, I have to encourage you that if you heard something, you say, well, that was fine for them. They went to an event and they had somebody pray for them and they were able to receive. I want to encourage you that God's no respecter of persons. You can receive any place you're at. You can receive driving in your car. You can receive at home. You can receive at any place, any time. So in Jesus' name, go and be transformed. Okay. One more thing. We need to pray for Phyllis. Lord, she's been taken to the hospital. Lord, we ask right now, Lord, that you would touch Phyllis. God, we've prayed for her earlier before service. God, what we ask right now, Lord, that you would just bring her body into alignment with your word. Lord, we thank you that you are her healer. You're her great physician. Be with the doctors, God, and let an end come, Lord, to this attack on her body. In Jesus' name, amen.